Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Today, it's about
space.
The moon. It's really about the moon.
Guys, there's a girl.
Orbiting.
The moon.
That's
right. The moon we've prayed to our whole lives. The moon we've asked for help. The moon we've sang to. There's a girl up there.
Dear moon, I know you're listening. Will you please let anyone who's listening to this podcast enjoy this episode? It is, after all, episode 70. We've reached the 70s.
Which is old.
Which is old. Not quite 80 for Brady, but it's old. Anyway.
Thanks, Moon.
Thanks, Moon. We love you. And?
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said.
I lost it.
Staring blankly ahead.
Also, I actually talk don't about a know thing the... that absolutely we would get flaggy waggied for. Is me
really?
Literally playing the piano part from that thing.
No. Yeah, but you kind of were like.
But do you remember that era of high school where maybe this only happened for theater kids? Grant, please feel free to chime in if this happened in your friend group as well. There would be like a person who knew like three trendy songs.
You know which
piano?
Ones they all knew?
Which?
Dun 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 dun.
I used to be this guy. Hold on.
Yeah, they all knew this song.
Oh shoot.
I got you. Ready?
It's in my hands from somewhere.
Grant, were all your friends playing that on the piano and singing it? And
after football practice? Did anyone do that at like a party? Was there ever someone who's like, oh yeah, I know that song?
No.
Never.
Maybe.
Fuck.
No.
That's
no.
How you know we weren't fucking cool.
Guitar though? Like we're was guitar happening?
I don't remember any instruments being played at any party.
Nobody was playing Hey There Delilah on an acoustic.
Hey There Delilah.
Nobody was doing that.
What's it like in New York City?
So what are you guys doing? Just talking?
Yeah, what were you doing?
You're not if you're not singing at a party, are you
what
just
are you
talking?
Doing?
It was typically in a Midwestern basement and it was just like
video games?
No, it was just, well, it depends. What kind of party are we talking about?
I'm talking like
all
casually,
your friends are over.
All the friends are over. They finished their homework. Now, what are you guys doing?
Oh, okay, not like party.
Like, what keeps you at the homie's house till like 9 p.m. on a school night?
9 p.m.
No, I'm saying you're not like there. It's not a party.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people had like ping pong or pool in their basement.
Oh, sport.
Sport.
Yeah. Or.
Which
a
is
movie
cool.
Or something.
A movie.
But there wasn't
movie.
A lot of
cinema.
Hanging out on weekdays.
I was
really?
Hanging,
we'd
out.
Be hanging out.
I was hanging out with Andy. We would like skateboard in the driveway until it got dark.
Nobody
and then
had...
play Monkey Ball on the Nintendo 64.
Nobody had time
or
to
GameCube.
Hang out on the weekdays. At
That's
least,
really sad.
All my, well.
Your childhood was wasted on grades.
At least like
matter.
In high school. Well, I'm talking in high school. In high school, everyone was like playing a sport after school. And then you get home and you have to do homework and then immediately go to bed. You know,
yeah, we were doing that with theater practice, but
I was the busiest I've ever been probably in my entire life was high school.
Junior year of high school.
Junior, I think we've been over this before.
Yeah. Junior of high school.
But
yeah.
I would go to school all day. I'd go to football from whatever it was, like 3 to 7.
Yeah.
And then come home and do homework till midnight.
You were at football till 7?
I don't, maybe it was 3 hours. Maybe it was 3 to 6 or something. Wow. It was crazy. Then wow. I remember
yeah,
I'd come home.
We
I would
were
eat something
to the
so,
damn bone.
I would eat something for like 20 minutes and do homework till like midnight and then get up at 6.
That's crazy.
Can I ask the Idoids something? Yeah. Where is everyone getting their socks?
What?
I left my laundry in the dryer at my mom's house and she returned it to me yesterday. And she said, by the way, you should buy all new socks.
Damn. Because you got Swiss cheese down there, bro.
She's just, you got absolute, like, your socks are like, they've seen better days.
You've got Swiss
and I'm
cheesers.
Like, I'm like, dude, are we getting our socks on Amazon or is there like a better way to be sourcing socks?
You know, everyone? Honestly, sourcing socks, TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
Masha.
What's the brand? Noika?
It's not about brand. It's about...
Noika? Adidas?
It's not about brand. It's about cotton.
100%.
Has to be. Or mostly.
Huh.
If mine is...
Cashmere?
Yeah. On feet?
Hmm.
That's a waste, bro.
Maybe on your feet.
Anyway, I know the Adoids, most of them were at after school hangs where somebody was playing Love Song by Sarah Bareilles. Man,
oh, I know y'all were. I know y'all were.
I know you guys were doing.
I know y'all nerds were. There's only one cool kid in this whole group, and it's Grant.
You guys left your rehearsal for Our Town and went home and started playing through the last 5 years score because you bought the libretto.
You said, Jamie is on, Jamie is gone.
I used to know that's that one too, bro.
Guys, I have something I really, really, really am itching to talk about. Jamie's decided it's time to move on.
Can you believe I remember that?
And by the way, amazing. And by the way, that's back in the limelight because of the thing that Rachel Ziegler and Ben Platt did on the West End.
Dude, hey, here's the thing. She got herself in trouble by being a little bit snarky on a carpet.
She wasn't even that snarky. I don't know why that blew up like that.
She caught the wrong side of the internet, but
we got
to be careful because that girl is a generational talent.
She's incredible.
She's a generational talent.
She's incredible, and so is Ben Platt.
And she was like 18 and said something that was like talking about the way women were represented in the 50s because she was talking about the old Snow White.
I don't know why people defended that. That was so weird.
She said something, and she was probably right.
No, she was.
But we can't be writing her off because that voice is crazy.
Unbelievable. She's unbelievable.
She's got acting chops to back it up.
I know.
She's a star.
And she's cute as a button.
She's Grant. A flat out star.
Dude, there are a lot of negative things about life in 2026, right? But let's find some positives.
One of them is
so much shit happens on a daily basis now. Already forgot about what Chalamet says. Already forgive him. Already love him again.
Yeah. Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh,
you
sure.
already love Chalamet
everyone,
again?
Everyone already forgot that. Everyone already forgot that. That was more than a week
we
ago.
We're
moving on.
Oh, I don't care. But have we forgiven?
I think so. Trump be tweeting some crazy shit that we should be paying attention to.
My point is, you can say something absurd.
Yeah.
And people will forget in 3 days.
Although I don't want to spend too much time on this, but you guys heard that there was a whole music festival canceled in the UK because Kanye was supposed to be one of the headliners.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the government was literally like, he can't come here.
He's like,
hey, I'm happy to meet with the community. And they're all like,
I saw that he was happy to meet with the community. And the community was like, but what about us to
but
you?
No, we don't want
to meet you.
No one wants to meet you anymore, bro.
Yeah, sometimes you dig yourself too far into a hole, and I would categorize what he did as
too far. But we can't even say
much too far.
I don't want to even say his name and her name in the same thing because she is killing it.
She's killing it.
And
so
I'm
that's
glad,
very different.
And I'm glad
and
that
no government
her,
is turning her away at
totally.
The borders.
And I'm glad that her and her team have not stopped in spite of one weird viral red carpet moment. And also, it's a red carpet moment. She's got like 900 people in her face. She's just trying to talk.
Speaking of the borders.
Oh, boy.
There's something I've been dying to talk about. It's all I can think about.
I'm nervous.
I spent Sunday crying about it. I spent yesterday morning crying about it.
This is a great setup, by the way. You're doing good comedy.
Gentlemen, there's a girl on the moon.
Gentlemen, there's a girl orbiting the moon. Yes, there's a girl up there. When you look up at the moon, think of a girl. I woke up this morning with hope inside my heart. We have girl doctors and girl teachers, and not a girl president yet, but someday.
Not a girl president yet, but that's coming someday.
There's a girl on the moon.
Girl on the moon.
There's a girl orbiting the moon. I've always wanted a girl to be up there, and a girl that's different than me, because she's a science girl on the moon.
She's got two X chromosomes on the moon. And maybe she can go on the moon and have some girl gossip on the moon. Finally, the moon can get caught up on gossip, because all these boys have been going up there.
Gabe. She's like a respected scientist.
And she can finally give the moon the makeover that it deserves.
Because
she's a girl on the moon. She can put lipstick on the moon. Finally, it can feel beautiful.
Please.
Because there's a girl on the moon. There's a girl on the moon.
There's a respected female scientist on the moon who could absolutely beat you up in a fight. On the moon.
And she's got really good handwriting, and finally she can teach the moon how to have good handwriting and keep a journal. Because there's a girl on the moon
who has an engineering degree. That's right, engineering, the same one that the boys get with the same requirements. There's a girl on the moon who's really smart and really capable and really driven and followed her dreams, and now she's up there. Let's all wave.
Hi,
Christine. Now.
Did you see the other cute thing, by the way, about this?
Of course.
I'll let you set it up. I'm sure everyone saw this, but...
Of course.
That one buried me for a day. I was...
By the way...
I was weep.
Weep about this. Weep. And weep about something else, which I'll bring up.
Okay.
Number one.
There's a girl on the moon.
There's a girl on the moon, and by the way, I know we're not going on the moon.
I know.
But just let me for.
But she traveled the furthest anyone's ever traveled.
Now, I'd like to give credit where credit's due. This is the hottest crew we've ever sent up to space.
Are they hot?
Across the board, they're hot.
Really?
I think.
But because of how they behave and are, or aesthetics.
Both.
Whoa.
There's a guy. On the mission, that's just straight up hot.
Genuine hot?
Yeah.
Which one?
And I think his name is Victor.
Let's not look him up. I just want to imagine him. Can you give me a comp of like a celebrity that he might feel like look like? Are we talking like Andrew Garfield hot? Are we talking like Idris Elba hot?
Idris Elba hot.
Oh, like beefy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, he's a total hottie.
Like thick daddy papa?
Yeah. And he's a dad too. And his daughter be making TikToks. Of her being like...
About daddy in the moon?
Go, dad.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's fire. I'm like, get your bag.
Get your bag.
Queen. She's like, that's my dad.
She's like, that's my dad. Oh
and
my
she's
gosh.
Like a teenager, like literally doing like viral TikTok dance, being like,
she's like,
dad on the moon.
She's like, Timu's got all the moon shirts on clearance. Daddy's up there.
I fucking love it. Okay, so first of all...
Can you shake ass in space?
No.
You kind of can't, huh?
You need something to... You need friction.
Yeah, tell me about it. You need friction.
You need gravity and friction.
Yeah. Yeah. Grant, you have...
Well, I'm thinking maybe that shit would be jangling even better, perhaps.
Oh.
Depending on the viscosity of one's cheeks.
The viscosity.
Right? Also, what do we mean by we need friction?
Shaking ass in space requires friction and... gravity. It's important to have both the ability.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. You mean like they need to be able to like strap their feet to something so they can shake. Yeah. You need.
And I don't see them moving with a quickness in any capacity. Like, I think to you move
could, if your
zero,
feet are strapped down, if you got like snowboard bindings on the side of the wall, you could really.
But
get,
don't you get the sense you could really that to move it. Through zero gravity, you actually requires like everything go a little bit slower?
Yeah, but I'm picturing like you got snowboard bindings on the wall and a bar above it, so you could really really hang on.
Maybe I'm doing like underwater rules, but I still feel like you wouldn't have like the.
No, I don't think there's resistance in the way that there's water resistance.
I would have to experience it. Anyway.
No, you wouldn't.
Girl on the Moon.
You could literally look it up.
Girl on the Moon.
You wouldn't have to experience it. You could look it up.
No, I would have to experience it to be able to like intuit.
Yeah, I get it. You're a
Girl
hands,
on the Moon.
You're a hands-on
Hawkeye
learner.
On the Moon. And the Hawkeye on the Moon gave a speech on, in some interview by being like, up here on this spaceship looking at Earth, I'm realizing, he doesn't say I'm realizing, but he said, people need to understand that Earth is the spaceship that you've been given. And we're all in it together. And there's no borders and there's no hate. We're all on our one big spaceship called Earth in this massive solar system. And he said it way more beautiful than I did. He gave like a little speech about Easter Sunday. He's Christian.
Whoa.
But in a cool way, because he's also science.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Christian, but in a cool way because he's also science.
And some imagine. Of the most, imagine, and some of the most science you can get is being in space.
That is the most science you can get.
Yeah. So he's
wait,
giving
that's
these
cool.
Gorgeous.
So he's calling Earth its own spaceship, and that's the one that we're in charge of, and we need to take care. This is the thing
it
I've heard.
It made me feel
apparently,
beautiful.
Apparently the guys and gals that go up to space, they all get that feeling of like, we're so small, we're so all one. Why are we like fighting. Like when they zoom out of Earth and they see Earth, there's apparently like a spiritual thing that happens where it shifts in you and you're like, why
well,
we're all on this one little fucking bean.
When you
and
think
what are
about
we doing?
It, when you think about it, when you're having a situation you're spinning out about and you try to like zoom out mentally, it makes you feel better. So I would imagine yeah. literally zooming out. Like literally physically zooming out in yeah. such a, like a cosmic way.
No, there's literally a name for this thing that the astronauts all experience. Anyway.
Like a feeling that they all have.
Yeah. It's like been named, I think.
I told Yuri that I never want to go to the moon. And if he insists I go to the moon, I get to pick the guest list.
Yeah. We talked about this.
Because I can't be on the moon with people I don't like.
No, but it's not even like this conversation is not even about the moon. It's literally about road trip. Like,
no, totally.
Like it's like
and the cabin.
I'm not even trying to go to the gas station with the wrong people on the
no,
car.
I know. And the rocket ship, they seem to be close together in close quarters.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if
and
they'll be best friends.
Down.
I wonder what their group chat is named.
Moon Girlies for Life.
Moon Girlies for Life, or like Moon Goons.
Moon Goons. Moon Goons for eternity.
Orbit.
It's
Orbit. Orbit Boys.
It's probably something a little more business, a little more like.
Like Artemis 2, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because they seem boring in that
Artemis
way.
Artemis 2 logistics chain.
Yeah. Astronauts only. Comma, yeah. Parentheses, astronauts only.
Launch thread, astronauts only.
I want to be in the chain.
I know, dude.
And then the last thing, of course, which if you haven't heard about this yet, you're living under a rock, is the most romantic thing that's ever happened in all of human history. Grant, mm-hmm. do you know about this?
Everyone knows about this, so say it
this
quick.
This man's wife passed from cancer.
Can't just say this man. I do need a little more context. One of the astronauts.
Captain Ship.
Yeah.
He's the commander.
One of the astronauts'
in chief.
Wife passed away.
His wife passed away of cancer years ago. He travels the furthest away any man in history, and woman, by the way, any person in history has ever traveled and sees the other side of the moon. And so they're discovering new craters and spots in the moon. And they see this bright spot on the other side of the moon, and they name it after his wife, Carroll, Carol. His wife who passed of cancer. And then they cry and hug when they name the bright spot on the moon Carol.
It's the most beautiful thing I've seen in weeks.
I'm sick to my stomach.
And here's the thing.
I'm sick to my damn stomach.
And here's the thing. There is a reality that you could live in, void of all of what's going on in the world, where you could hop from Punch the Monkey finally making friends straight to Carol. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you could just ignore what the Supreme Court's doing. You could just ignore
really
what's happening. What's
that.
Happening in the Strait of Hormuz. You could just ignore what's happening in all these places.
I don't think you can.
And just hop from viral animal to cute moment in space
I
and really be blissed out, I think.
I think...
Is that possible? Do you think we could aim for that?
I don't think it's a responsible it's being a responsible citizen of the world to ignore those things. However,
and hey, you know what conversation I don't want to have on this podcast right now?
Responsibility.
That one.
but what I will say is, it's worth pointing out that humans are being beautiful both on Earth and outside of it at any given time.
In spite of,
and there are a lot of people doing really beautiful, lovely things for the people that they love, just like CARROLL, the bright spot on the moon, that we don't get to hear about because it's not on the moon, it's on Earth, and it's something ordinary. But that's happening all over the place.
The bright spot on the moon is so beautiful.
Oh my God, I can't think of anything more romantic.
And you know, my spirit being on this podcast was like wanting to write a song about it, and I literally don't even want to touch it.
It's so perfect.
We can't
if
touch
we tried
it.
To write a song about it, we'd be such idiots.
No, agree. Literally. And everyone, hey, everyone at home, hey, I'm going to my camera. Everyone at home listening, watching, whatever, however you're consuming this, just imagine a yummy feeling of like a really beautiful song written by someone not us. Perhaps Sarah Bareilles. Perhaps like who else could write that song?
That one girl, Jackie Evans, who does that Seven Brides in a Row.
That girl's voice.
Love her.
She's a new like she's the new Sarah B.
No, I love her.
She's really great.
I love her down. And every time
she's got a couple
video, I watch
good songs
the whole
out.
Thing. I know. Every song she writes is good.
Yeah, she's very
she's
good.
A proper talent.
Proper talent.
Anyway, she should write a song about the moon. We're not gonna do that.
No.
But CARROLL is the best thing to happen to me this week.
It's really
actually
cute.
Second only to Girl on the Moon.
Girl on the Moon.
There's a girl up there. Hey girl. I save all the thirst edits of her. It's like her walking, like holding a helmet, like a fucking G, man. And there's a thirst edit that starts with her being like, I'm no stranger to being the only woman in the room. And then it's like, bow, bow, bow. And it's like shots of her with her helmet and shit. So cool.
That's sick. And there's Hot Daddy on the Moon. Oh, man.
Hot Daddy on the Moon. And there, and I'm sorry to the fourth ship member who I don't have anything to say about. I'm sure your family loves you.
Boy one. Sorry, bro. Seen
there's
it.
The commander whose We've wife died. It. There's the hot one who said all that stuff on Easter, and then girl. And then there's another just like
sorry,
guy.
Bro. The real
I'm
real,
sure he's like a literal genius.
He's sort of like
Mensa.
He's sort of the George Harrison of that Beatles.
See,
or the,
and who's that?
Exactly. Or the who's the one in Destiny's Child that we forget?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
He's sort of that one.
And that's okay because there needs to be that one.
I have a thing that, should I?
You should write a haiku about Girl on the Moon.
About Girl on
girl
the Moon.
Girl on the Moon.
Girl on the moon.
And she's, and she said, I'm a space plumber.
There's a girl up there. Better get rid of all the urinals, bro. She can't.
The fact that you've multiple times reduced her to... Well, when you said that stuff about lipstick, I was mad.
Yeah, we were doing comedy.
And now you're just pointing out...
Because I don't actually believe that.
And now you're just pointing out what she's incapable of. Which the only thing she can't do
is
the
pee
one thing
in
she
a
can't
urinal.
Do is pee standing up. Sue her.
Well,
sue her.
She could with a hose or something.
Zero
anyway,
gravity.
Zero gravity.
What's
bro.
It like to pee in zero gravity?
Don't you have to hook up your bits to a something?
Sucky thing.
This is the dumbest show in the world.
Wait, but it would have to suck, right?
And hey, AI. You can't come for our jobs. No one could possibly
AI
be this dumb.
AI could never be this dumb. Wait, but that's how you stay relevant in the age of AI.
Yeah.
You just be dumber than it.
I'm not worried about Claude coming for me. Claude can stay right there. I'm not worried about that ChatGPT. Because there's no way that these ones and zeros could possibly be as dumb. Me. Stupid. AI can't get me, bro. There's no way you could put into the code how stupid this noggin is. You can't imagine them put creating that in the code.
Imagine that them creating that just to put you out of the job.
No, they're in their lab
being like bleep bloop blorp.
They're like, that was easy.
They're like, okay, that took 20 minutes.
Some guy rushes in. He's like, boss, we've got a new challenge. It might undo us. We're not sure if we can code the rhythms of this kid's brain. See if we can crack it. He hits one button, control F.
Heart sound comes out. He's
like, did it. Not a problem. Done. Easy. Done. Release it.
Send that kid to execution. Yeah.
Don't need
him. You can get rid of him now.
Don't need him.
Taking up too much resource.
Yeah, he really is sucking up too much water. And we need it for the computing part.
For the computers.
For the computers at all our data centers in Texas.
I'm really curious now about how to pee in space.
Yeah, I don't. It's got to be sucky.
Can I say something gross?
Sure.
Steven's not going to like this because he hates when we talk about farts too much, but...
It's not his podcast.
Totally. Kind
of is. No, it's not.
Yeah, he wouldn't claim this.
No.
What happens if you have like an emergency bowel scenario that isn't solid?
My guess is they're eating in such a structured way that that probably won't happen.
Yeah, but what does zero gravity do to your digestive system? Slash all that G-force.
Well, it's not your food isn't falling down your intestines. It's being muscled through your intestines. So it's not like it's going to fall back up.
Speaking of G-force.
Yeah. Okay.
How?
Are you talking about Grant and I's magnetism? Our G-force?
How do they withstand going so fast up?
Breathe.
Do you think you would be able to breathe through it?
No, I'd pass out.
Seen the G-force videos
where it's like
their skin's being pulled up,
your whole shit's getting like melted off. It's would crazy. You not have a panic attack? You must practice G-force. No,
they do,
bro. They practice
every inch of everything.
I was watching the NASA live stream like 2 days ago or whatever, bro. They practice like how they're gonna, I'm sure you saw, how they're gonna take pictures, like or like if they have to do an emergency, they just practice every single aspect of everything.
What if you fall in love in space and you haven't practiced a kiss yet?
Wow. Wow.
I'm Space Commander Jeff, and I've always been just that. Never had a boyfriend or a son. I'm just Space Commander Jeff. He's gay.
He's gay.
I don't know.
I'm Space Commander Tim. That's all I am to him. But I'm Space Commander Tim. And I'm wondering if Jeff will notice me instead of the moon.
Tim and I could share a zero gravity kiss.
I wish Jeff and I could share a zero gravity kiss.
But we didn't practice.
So I guess we can't.
Houston won't let us kiss. Houston won't let us zero gravity kiss.
Houston, that's a problem. Wow. Spent a lot of time on that one.
Would that be called, is that song title Floating Rivalry?
Floating Rivalry. I have a little bit of a topic to bring up, just sort of a point of discussion.
Yes, rivalry.
Just sort of a point of discussion if we're all cool with that. Sure. It'll be quick. I haven't done my topic. Here's what I have to say. I think running shoes have invaded more spaces in which they should be allowed to exist. We are allowing running shoes to no longer just be running shoes. They're in the workplace. They're in places they shouldn't be. Today, I saw big, tough motorcycle guy. Helmet. Leather vest. Skinny jeans on clouds. You can't be on a Harley Davidson with skinny jeans and on clouds.
I think, Gabe.
Also, are we saying on clouds?
On clouds? No, I think we're saying on clouds.
On clouds.
It's technically just called on now.
Okay, well, he had skinny jeans and ons. You no, cannot
on.
He, be wearing not even ons.
He had skinny jeans and on.
You can't be wearing
on. An on.
You can't be wearing on a motorcycle. Do we agree? Do we disagree?
Okay.
This is what I've brought to the table today because I really don't like
it. I think that actually what's more egregious than the location of the on clouds is the pairing with the skinny jeans.
For sure, but we don't have the time.
If he had cool pants,
we
on
don't have the
and
time.
On clouds,
no.
Well, I've never seen what a man with cool pants and on clouds.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Fix boys.
Boys,
come here.
Boys.
Boys. Fix your pants.
Fix your pants.
Fix your pants.
Mostly,
do they go down all the way to the ground? And are they tight around your ankle? Going down all the way to the ground, by the way, is good. Tight around your ankle is bad.
But it's coming back, though, bro.
Just please make sure your pants fit.
I just say, let's have, gentlemen, normal pants. Just
have you heard,
not too skinny, not too big. Just have it stop right at the top of the shoe. Let's be real.
Have you guys heard of the concept of... I'm not sure I want to bring this up. Catching print?
Catching print?
Have you heard of catching print, Grant?
No, but I can guess.
Guess.
I can fucking guess.
Guess, guess.
It's basically like...
Wait, let us guess. Catching print. I think catching print...
You go first, Gabe. I think I'm right.
I think you're right. So I'll be wrong.
I think you're right.
I think I'm right.
Sorry, I'll be wrong and say catching print is like... It's like peacocking. It's like when you have a print on that's really catching... And you're trying to like peacock the opposite sex.
Is that what you actually think?
Or are you just trying to come up with an
I'm coming up with something because I don't know what it is. Okay. Grant does.
Grant?
It is when your shit is tight enough that your shit be printing and you can see your shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so women
may
online.
May I translate, Grant? Excuse me.
Remember, children, listen to this.
Catching print is, in fact, when usually gentlemen have a bit of the genitalia that is smushed up amongst the denim such that you can catch a shape. There's a little bit of shadow. There's a little bit of extrusion of the male genital, allowing you to get a good sense of what we're, as they say, working with.
Yeah, exactly. And there are girls online who are like, I'm trying to catch print to understand what's going on.
Here's my problem with that.
Objectification?
No.
Do go on.
No problem with that. Absolute go for it.
Hmm.
We've been doing that the other way for quite a long time. Let it swing back. Let the boys feel what it's like to wear gray sweatpants in public and have everyone ogling.
And let the girls go to the moon for once.
And let the girls go to the moon and let the boys be jetified.
Gabe, for a damn change.
What's your problem? Because I think...
My problem is, you catch print, you still have no sense of what he's working with.
Right.
Unless
it's
huge.
Oh. Yeah, if the print is ginormies, then you know.
Here we go. Give me a beat.
A beat?
A jingle.
A jingle.
I'm uncomfortable. I shouldn't have even brought this up.
Kind of like do 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 do. Is he a shower or is he a grower? We gotta find out by catching print. Some of these boys are ready to show, and some of these boys are ready to grow, and some of these boys just need a little help, and some of these boys are ready for the test. Is he a shower or a grower?
Is he a shower or a grower? The answer's grower. He's okay, catching print. Didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's all the rage online.
That's really fun.
Yeah. And sometimes I think it started with like being able to do it in a video of someone. Like a man posts a video of him dancing and it's like, did you catch that print?
Whoa.
One of my
oh no.
One of my favorite videos of all time. Have you guys seen the video of the guy dancing at like prom or whatever?
Yes. Yes. And he does the splits and it's full.
It's
yes. So
he
funny.
He mustn't have worn underwear.
You couldn't, no, totally. You couldn't like actually plan and film a better video.
No, I agree.
You
I showed
find
it.
Find that video because it's the funniest video I've ever
I've
seen.
I found
in
it
my
50
life.
Times because Lauren and I remember it it's every 2 years good. And we go, we got to find it.
Gotta so find
it. And
it's video.
Not that
it's
hard
so
to find.
Fucking funny.
You should save it in your Google Drive
I should
for the
save
future.
It somewhere. Yeah.
What's the safest place to save a video? Save it to that.
Al, can you give me one on catching print or on clouds in the wrong setting?
Back to on clouds in the wrong setting. I'm with you. That's enough.
If you work medical, fine.
Otherwise, that's enough.
Otherwise, don't.
Get a shoe. Or
get a
sneaker.
Or a sneaker that's not a running sneaker.
Agree. The running sneakers have gone too far, gentlemen. And by the way, it's mostly gentlemen.
Hey, boys, just fucking wear Stan Smith's. You know what I mean?
A sensible sneaker. It doesn't even have to be anything fancy or expensive. Just get yourself a little sneaker.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Okay.
Either about on clouds in the wrong place or catching print. I know it's going to be about catching print. Go ahead.
Let's let the boys feel the eyes for a change and let the girls go to moon.
And you know I mean it when I say this.
Amen.
Good job.
Because I did the correct.
Yeah.
I did it right.
You had to use a new counting system, and I'm really proud of you. You had to really hold it up and flex the first knuckle on every on every fingy. That's wild, bro. Each and every week, you guys send us voice memos. That's not true. You send it to us all the time, sometimes multiple times a week. But each and every week, we listen to one of the voice memos you've sent us about a problem you're having. And we try to solve that problem through the power of
beautiful music,
or at the very least,
music.
This week's comes in from our friend Lee.
Hey, Gibbs Sibs. Lee calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Lee.
Love the pod. Love the pod so much that I am willing to overlook the slander that has been said on the pod about New Mexico.
I told you guys.
Yeah,
long time, first time. My problem is that, as requested, I did watch Gabe's comedy special on YouTube, and I've had the Dingle Dangle song stuck in my head since. And this really is becoming a problem for me. You know, I'm trying to function, and, you know, it's encouraging, but it's a little bit weird to, you know, be sitting at my desk in my office singing about the Dingle Dangle. So can you write me a new song that will be stuck in my head instead? Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
Love you too, Lee. And you seem so fun. Come hang out with us.
Lee does
Our
seem
address
fun.
Is 225.
You know, that actually is the beginning of your address.
I know. I realized that.
That's actually crazy that you said that.
But you don't know the rest of the numbers, do
Lee,
you?
Lee is cool. And you know how Lee's cool? Because Lee said first time, or Lee said long time, first time.
Long time, first time is so chic.
It's
I'm actually going to say it like in my life.
That is chic.
I'm going to do it in a work meeting. I'm going to unmute and say long time, first time.
We need to circle back about this after this meeting because we don't have enough data.
Yeah,
that's how you're
straight
gonna
up.
We need to write Lee a song to get that ridiculous song out of her head. And I think we can do it. Do you agree?
Well, actually, I think we can do it. But could you play for the listeners that haven't seen your special a taste?
No.
Of-
They have to go see it.
Oh, okay. So if you want to know what we're talking about, the Dingle Dangle part is really fun. What word should we use?
I think it needs to just come from your spirit.
Mm.
Whoa. Hold on.
Watch me while I jean.
Watch me ja. Watch me while I jean. ja, ja.
That was a hymn.
That was genuinely beautiful.
That was a hymn from
that not beautiful?
That was a hymn from the Book of Ja.
I look at Grant, who looks bored out of his mind, and I say, was that not beautiful?
And he goes.
He goes.
Pretty good.
I just woke up.
Pretty good. Every day I ja. I think now would be the time where I like to tell you that I'm just so thankful that you're a part of this show. That we all get to do this together, but really, you're really making it happen. You're sort of the heart, sort of backbone of this show. Unrelated, I think it's time to rank the brothers.
Idiots. Whoa. Okay.
My brothers do this every week. All the time, they ask me to rank them. I say no, boys, I decline. They beg which one's better, and I beg, don't make me say. But this week I'll oblige. I'm gonna rank my brothers, one and two.
She's ranking the brothers.
I'm gonna rank my brothers, a definitive ranking.
For you,
ranking my brothers, my brothers.
That was too much. I see that now.
Haven't we learned to pull it away?
Oh, see, I'm just when I don't coach.
And couldn't you hear? Can you hear it clipping in your own headphones?
The bumpers, when I don't hit the bumpers of hey.
If you're asking if I can hear myself, I can't hear myself.
Can you hear it clipping?
Can you turn her headphones way up?
I can't hear myself over the sound of my own voice.
Can you say that again?
Can you say that again?
You know what that's from?
What is that from?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
When he's bribing him on the boat?
Yeah.
Wow. Can't believe I pulled that out of my buns. Can you say that again?
Let's number just in future have Allie's week. Headphones way up.
Number one brother this week is Grant. And that's ultimately because Grant works in the medical field. He's saving lives every day. And he wakes up early to go save lives, and he stays up late to save lives. And in the midst of all of that, he's come to record the world's dumbest podcast in his free time from saving lives.
And guess what?
What?
I'm still saving lives with this podcast.
Amen, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen, brother. You didn't do your yes.
You know whose lives I'm saying?
You didn't do your yes, which I needed when you win.
Yeah, well, now I can't do it.
We've been doing that lately. Okay,
fine. And you know whose lives I'm saving with this podcast?
Whose?
Ours.
Ours, twos. These two's lives.
Ours, twos.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what would we have without this podcast?
Amen. All right, congrats, Grant. It's time for your journal. Sterling Silver Grant's journal. That
I'm
hated.
Like weirdly in sync
I don't
today.
Like it a lot. I don't like it very much.
Do we want to add to Grant's journal that you vote on the three things that I've written down, or is it more fun
for title?
Is it more fun for the audience to just discover the title as it happens?
I don't mind. Whatever you think. It's your journal.
It's your journal. What'd you write in your journal?
Well, I wrote, you know how doctors notoriously have bad handwriting?
Uh-huh.
I got roasted by a doctor for my handwriting.
Whoa.
2 days ago. I said,
whoa.
Oh, I really need to work on it.
That's like a skunk calling you stinky.
For real. Damn.
That's like a thief calling you sneaky.
For real.
A politician calling you a liar.
That's like a baker calling you buns.
Okay, that is where we found the best joke. It. Continue.
All right. We'll do the you say the episode title at the same time thing again.
Okay.
I only wrote down two. The first one is bits to a sucky thing. I think that's going to win, but or
keep going.
Or floating rivalry.
Oh.
Floating rivalry is good. I have such a bad headache right now. Okay. 3, 2.
Wait, what do we say? We say, hey, everybody, thanks for listening to tonight's episode titled.
Oh, we're going to do a whole sentence.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was, hey, everybody, welcome back to today's episode titled.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Hold on. Hold on. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to today's episode titled Bits to a Sucky Thing.
Yeah, do you say titled or not when you're saying it out loud?
We're supposed to say titled.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to today's episode titled Bits to a Sucky. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, one more time.
Let's just say the title. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Bits to a Sucky Thing. That feels good to say. Bits to a sucky thing.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Bits to a sucky thing. Insane.
Idiots. All of you.
Thank you for letting us into your journal, Grant. I'm sorry that you got roasted. But I think you've recovered.
That's like a football player calling you strong.
That's like...
We could turn it around and make it like compliments.
Yeah.
Not really, actually.
Or you could continue on with... If a doctor makes fun of your handwriting, that's like a skunk calling you stinky. That's like a giant calling you big.
That's like a Viking calling you drunk.
Are they? Okay. That's like a kangaroo calling you pouchy.
Oh, I was thinking punchy.
Or a kangaroo calling you punchy. The point is, that's like someone who is good at something saying that you're even better at something, or I guess in this case, worse.
Bad and worse.
Way bad, way worse.
It's like an influencer calling you out of touch.
Yeah, wow. Maybe you could use this in your day-to-day life. Take the thing that you're known for and tell people that they're more known for that.
It's like me calling you loud.
Loud.
Or it's like me calling you a person that keeps running your car into things. Like I did that a little bit last night.
What?
I crunched the corner of my car.
Bummer
on the pole,
bro.
That
bummer,
I
bro.
Parked next bummer, to, bro. And it moved the pole, and all the neighbors came out.
All the neighbors came outside.
All the neighbors came outside.
You hit it that hard. You hit it that hard, bro. You hit it that hard that it moved the support beam and all the neighbors came outside?
They all ran outside. I said, what was that? What was that? What was that? And I get out of my car and I'm like, I don't know, you guys. I just made a mistake.
You said, oops, I bunked it. Oopsie, I bunked it.
I couldn't think of anything else to say to them besides I just made a mistake.
And you looked straight to camera and you did like this. She looked straight to camera and she went, and that's why they can't have a girl on the moon. You know what I mean?
No, Christina's more skilled than I am at driving cars, I'm sure, but
guaranteed, bro. It's not that hard.
Okay, I discovered something last night. It's not that I'm a bad
driver.
She
doesn't have eggshells on the side of her on the side of her rocket ship.
It's not that I'm a bad driver. It's that I make silly mistakes.
Yeah, that's a bad driver.
No, I'm not a bad driver.
Yes. It's about headspace just as much as it's about, like, technical ability.
Yeah, but I'm saying I make silly mistakes when it doesn't matter that much. That's when I make mistakes.
It seemed to matter. You almost knocked down the building. It mattered enough for the entire building to run outside and say, what happened?
I really crunched the front of my Nissan.
That's unfortunate.
Don't worry.
It's okay.
It's going to the shop tomorrow to get totally fixed.
If you crunch your Nissan this week, it's okay. As long as you keep listening to our pod.
Right. And if you fail your midterm this week, it's okay. As long as you keep listening to our pod. We thank you for being here. Oh. We thank you for listening. Oh. We hope you come back next week. Oh. In perpetuity. Oh. In perpetuity.
Come back in perpetuity.
In perpetuity.
Thank you so much for listening. We love you guys. We're very grateful that you listen to this dumbass show. We're going to keep making it. We're going to keep doing it. We don't really have any announcements right now. My special is still out. Would love for you to go see it.
Announcements are as follows.
Oh, there's going to be some news that comes out. By the time this is out, the news might be out.
News that comes out.
And we can talk about it on next week's episode because they're releasing the article.
By the way, there's going to be some news that comes out.
And I'm excited about
it. It's a surefire thing.
It is a surefire thing. I found out today.
In the next week, there's going to be some news that comes out.
That's true. Anyway, thank you all for being here. Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, girl, cook something.
If you're clean and if you're underneath it.
And to our youngest listeners.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?